Hello, and welcome back. We have rebranded a podcast, and it has a new name. What's the new name?
Always Be a Big Deal.
Yay. So that is my co-host, David. Also, my partner. Why? I don't know.
Hello. What's up? Welcome to 2024.
Oh, my God. It is 2024.
It is. It's almost Easter. It's like the end of May.
I know. So much stuff has happened. We're going to get into it. We're going to have some fun catching up with you guys. We're going to have the catch-up episode, like catch-up on hot dogs, girl. So, that and much more on this episode of Always Be a Big Deal podcast. We'll always be a big deal, always be a big deal, always be. We'll always be a big deal, always be a big deal, always be. Dancing through the night, we're breaking free. Every beat we're creating our own symphony. So grab my hand, let's live this life on the street. Together we can conquer anything, we'll never fail. Always be, always be, always be a big deal. So, I'm so excited to be back. So we have so much to cover, as this is the catch-up episode. So I am your host, Clay, and David is my co-host. He's looking at me like, you introduced me. You introduced yourself in the beginning, so I'm just repeating it. So,
hello, hello.
And thank you for stealing my microphone time. So,
you're welcome.
Bitch. So, we have had like a tornado of the end of the year to the beginning of the year to, oh my gosh, still so much going on.
It's our life. It's a whirlwind of
fun,
excitement,
and emotion, and
drama.
You said a bad word. I heard you.
I said drama.
Mm-mm. Oh.
I didn't say.
Don't say it.
Okay.
Okay. So, anyway, so the last time that I recorded was with Sedge when she and I recorded an episode the day of MGMA. And we never actually got back together to talk about MGMA. So we are going to get into that today a little bit on where... what happened with all of that stuff, the future of Nikki, the future of the podcast, the future of our relationship, and the future of our careers.
Sounds awesome.
It kind of sounds like a memoir or an autobiography.
Kind of does.
I mean, I'm like a limited series here, honey.
I mean, a lot has happened since November.
Yeah, was that was November, right?
Yeah, Miss Game Real America was in November.
Yeah, so much has happened. I mean, we got a new place. We didn't get any new dogs or any new kids, but we did get a new place. And David decorated
so,
it really
we
cute.
Should, yeah, so the house that we lived in for 17 years, you know, it was time to move on to better adventure and endeavor. And put the old thoughts and events in the past, whether they were negative or not. Try to keep some of those positive things to move forward. But putting all the negative in the past. So after Miss Gay Maryland America, we had already previously temporarily moved into a temporary location during that time in November, around before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then once the house sold in October, then we started looking for a new place to live. And we found the new place after several searches and looks and visits and applications.
Yeah. And it's real cute, too. And AB just got to bring her bird and her dragons over. So if you hear the bird, that's what it is. Peaches says hello.
Tweet, tweet.
She's always trying to steal my show and my thunder. Bitch always wants to be on Netflix.
Oh, Lord. So, I guess, like, but with the move and all that stuff, like, going back to that real quick, You know, we found the place. It's a little bit different living and owning your home, owning your own place compared to renting. But we found a beautiful luxury apartment complex. And the square footage of this space is actually the same size as our old house, except we don't have a basement, which is nice. So it's one floor living. And we've designed and decorated it, made it our own.
Yeah. It's actually like got like multiple different elements to it, but they all come together cohesively because like David has his own unique style. I have my own unique style. AB has her own unique style. So to blend all those together and make them work very well, it's just, it's gorgeous how it turned out and how those elements all came together and they work so well together.
And we also have, all of us have like our own areas and our own spaces. You know, Alyssa has her animals and you have your podcast office area. Nikki has her drag area, her drag closet.
Mm-hmm. Her draws it.
Her draws it. Mm-hmm. And we have a cute little balcony.
Yeah, that AB designed.
She designed it and she decorated it, but all of our plants and things keep blowing over and our carpet keeps rolling up because we're right on the end unit, so I think we're getting the crossed winds.
Yeah, we're like living in Tornado Alley in this apartment complex.
Not yet.
Shush it, man. Shush it. So, but yeah, so like everything, you know, worked out how it was supposed to work out and...
So why don't we tell our viewers or listeners, when did we move in here? Because that was kind of crazy and pretty busy during that weekend. Do you remember when we moved in? When did we sign the lease?
We signed the lease December 22nd?
22nd. Friday, December 22nd. And we started moving in immediately. Then... Christmas Eve was December 24th, of course, and yeah. That was a Sunday, and we were like, crap, tomorrow's Christmas. We have no decorations up for AB. We literally threw up our first Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Our first picture of all three of us is literally in front of the Christmas tree that we put up like 4 hours before.
On Christmas Eve. We were just like, what else do we have that's not in the storage unit or packed away that we can throw on this bitch real quick?
Yeah. And
it came out cute.
I mean, it was probably the best tree that we've ever decorated. But yeah, so everything on the home front is really good. And AB is excited that she got to bring over her birdie and her dragons and
But what happened before Christmas? Do you remember what happened before? Like the beginning of December after Miss Gay Maryland?
Wait, are we actually going to get into all that? Oh, when we got engaged?
Yeah, that was never announced.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't announced. Yeah, so a lot has happened.
Yeah, so since the last podcast... During Miss Gay Maryland America weekend, we got through that pageant. I was fourth runner up, which was awesome. Coming back after 15 years of not competing for the state title. And then the weekend after that, competed for Miss Gay DC. And then the weekend after that was kind of a down weekend. And then the following weekend after that was our engagement weekend, my proposal to you. And then we started looking for a new place to move.
Yes. Yeah, that is pretty much how it went.
Then we moved and Christmas, then New Year's.
And then the transfer for work.
Oh, yeah. So talk about that. That
happened too. So... I was originally working at the Edgewood location, and now I work at the Westminster location.
Now, how long have you been with Wawa now?
I've been with them working on, this is my 10th month.
So 10 months, and you started out as a what position?
Customer service associate, the bottom.
And then you moved up to what position?
Team supervisor, or also known as overnight supervisor.
And then where are you now?
Customer service supervisor.
So in the past 10 months, you have moved up.
Twice.
Twice. And you're working on your third promotion.
Yes.
When you go to meet to talent, which will hopefully be how long?
It'll hopefully be, so I had to be a CSS for 6 months and be proficient. So probably around September, like right around our 2 years anniversary would be like the, so it'll be around the same time that I got team supervisor that I would be going for food and beverage manager.
That's pretty awesome to move up that quickly in a short period of time.
I know.
It's because he rocks it at the Wawa.
Yeah, I'm fabulous and everybody knows it.
But where did you transfer to with the recent promotion? You had to transfer to another location.
Oh, I didn't say that. Oh,
I don't think so.
Oh, I went to the Westminster location, which so like my position is like owning the store and like making the store look good and making it organized and making it like when you walk,
making it gay.
Yeah, like when you walk into a store and you're like, oh, this is fabulous.
The gays did it because they just we just know how to do stuff.
Yeah, that. And so like I'm really starting to get to the point where like I have a routine and I have a rhythm and, you know, I've made things to like help me, like guide me because it's a lot going on. It's a lot to, you know, process. And a shift is 8 hours long, but you have it on paper. It looks like 14 hours worth of work. It's really not. You know, if you delegate correctly and you do things in a timely manner and all that kind of stuff. But it looks, the CSS position is a lot more than TSS or TS position. Mm-hmm. And then FBM kind of like takes a step up to there.
Awesome.
From there.
I like going into the Wawa's because I go in there and like they have like this little stand and they have this smell of pizza and subs, and then there's a stand that has a pork on it and bacon, and it just makes me want one of their big hot dogs real bad.
Oh my god, you and your fucking hot dogs.
We haven't talked about my hot dogs. I actually haven't had a hot dog since we moved.
You haven't?
We have not had a hot dog since we lived here.
No, you haven't. That's actually a very valid point. But anyway, so yes, that's where I am with my work. And actually, there will be some exciting news coming up about work later on. We're not going to get into it now, but when everything is finalized, we will share.
A possible endeavor.
Always. Always with us. It's always a possible endeavor. But we yeah, so
always try to be a big deal.
Yes. I'm definitely very excited to see where my career goes. Where everything like and how everything pans out, and especially with the growth of the company. And you know, I take a lot of pride in what I do and what I've learned and how I've grown, and I'm a completely different person now than I was when I met you. And so like I've been growing and I've been developing myself in a positive way, so I like seeing my growth too.
Well, that's awesome. That's super exciting. So thinking to going back to thinking about Wawa and pride, tell us one of the reasons or tell us two of the reasons that Wawa is an actually a great company to work for.
So and it's actually the same reason why I chose Wawa was because they are very big on diversity and they are very big allies for people who are different, people who are in the LGBTQIA plus community, people of the Black community. We're not looked at based off of our sexuality or our race or anything like that. We are directly judged off of our work performance. And so
but they like, also have an, don't they have an alliance?
I was getting to that.
Sorry.
So, you know, most companies, when you're gay, they're like, oh, he's gay. So, there's constantly that thing looming inside of you where it's like, oh, I can't show that I'm gay because it's going to be a problem. Or
they bite three in the back washing dishes.
Yeah. Or I'm black and they're going to look at me differently because of the color of my skin. And I think that that's the best part about Wawa, is they are very inclusive, and they have, we call them, I can't remember what we call them.
The Rainbow Alliance?
Well, there's alliances, and I can't remember what they have a special name for them. And, oh, Wins. They're called Wins. So,
because love wins.
Well, yeah. And like together, we have to, you know, come together as a team. And, you know, it's like that we always say the flock, because it's just weird to say a gaggle. So we always say the flock. And,
You're like a gaggle, and I'm thinking cackling group of queens.
Yeah. Well, a gaggle is actually what a group of geese is called, but we call it a flock. So, but there is many alliances in the WIN system. So it's Rainbow Alliance, Young Professionals Alliance, Women's Alliance. And the beauty of these alliances is it's not, you don't have to be a part of that community to join it. You just have to be an employee of Wawa to join it. So you can identify as straight and be a part of the Rainbow Alliance.
Which is awesome, because anytime you go into any Wawa location on the East Coast or across the country, or, oh, hey.
Sorry about that.
Rock on out the alarm. Any of the locations that you might go to, if you walk into and you see Pride gear on an employee, that's big, because there's a lot of companies that don't necessarily allow their employees to wear Pride gear.
Yeah. And I think that.
So go support Wawa and get a pizza. Their pizzas are pretty good.
Yeah, they are good. But yeah, and I just think that it's the company just develops so much. It's not about, and I don't know if it's because we're 40% employee owned and that's a big part of it, but they want to help you grow. They want to help you be better. And I've met a lot of really good people in the short time of me working at Wawa. So I definitely am definitely a huge, huge advocate for becoming a part of the Wawa crew. So, but
awesome. Yay.
One of the other things that changed, since I just had to be very dramatic, was a lot has changed in David's life and the things that he has been doing. So, go ahead, babe.
What area are we talking about? Because there's two different categories. Oh, yes. So, one of my adventures that I have been getting involved with is actually, it started last year at the Upper Chesapeake Bay Pride Foundation. Had their Pride Festival last October. And I was contacted to be a performer last year for Nikki Taylor to appear on stage and did a performance. And after that, and seeing how things were with Upper Chesapeake Bay Pride Foundation and realizing that we have an organization right here in Harford County where we are that has so much potential to reach so many other people, so many different opportunities that are available. So over the past couple months, I've been working and talking with the other board members and everything. So recently, we attended a meet and greet of potential board members and committee members, etc. And we had an election a couple weeks ago, and I am excited and happy and proud to say that I was elected as one of the executive board members for the Upper Chesapeake Bay Pride Foundation as their new treasurer.
Yay, thank you.
Yeah, Yeah, it's super exciting. We have lots of stuff going on. We have our Pride Festival that is currently planned for October 5th in Havity Grace, Maryland at the Lighthouse Park, right on the water. It's super amazing. This year is going to be awesome.
Happy birthday.
And it is on my birthday. So it'll be fun and exciting to be there. So we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of different fundraisers that's going to be coming up and looking for sponsorships and donors, vendors that can, rent tables and set up and provide and, stuff from their business. We're working on lots of different things and different entertainers and performers. So we have a lot to get up and schedule and get ready for October 5th. But being part of the foundation is great because there's so many new, young, fresh faces that are part of our board and new committee members we have a lot of different things planned coming down the pipeline that we would like to do. But on top of also being the new treasurer for the foundation, which is exciting because now we are also a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And then we also have our other sector, which is the 501c4. So we have two areas, but our foundation is the 501c3. I just lost my train of thought where I was going with that.
You have a lot of different fundraising opportunities and a lot of different opportunities to do different.
So with all of the new young fresh faces, it gives us a lot of opportunity to do new things, reach out to the community, and to support everything because, love wins. But on top of being the treasurer, I am also the co-chair for the Finance, Fundraising, and Philanthropy Committee. So that's really awesome, too, to be part of that. But we get to partake in everything. So we definitely have a lot of stuff come down. If you're interested, you want looking to volunteer, or if you're wanting to be a donor or a sponsor or anything, jump onto ucb.com, and then you can click on or sign up for our newsletter, or sign up to be a volunteer. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Instagram, all of that awesome stuff. And you can feel free to email us as well.
And also we will put the link to the website on our Facebook page. And when our website is up and running, we will also have a link to UCB from our website.
Awesome. Yay. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. A lot of good things happening. And, we live in this world where, we're constantly looked at as being different, or we're looked at as being this way or that way, and like they're always trying to take our rights away. And at the end of the day, we're human, and we're gonna live our lives just the way that everybody else lives their lives. So stay out of my business and I'll stay out of yours,
right? But ultimately it's kind of fun to be in the business of others because we're there to support them too. UCB Pride is, it's helping to provide advocacy and support to, queer people in Harford County. And not only do we support it in Harford County, but we also include Cecil County as well. So we're like the northeastern area of Maryland. There's other organizations and foundations throughout Maryland, but Upper Chesapeake Bay Pride, we include Harford County and Cecil counties and other surrounding areas and individuals that want to join.
Yeah. And also, speaking of Pride, we will be doing the Pride Cast this year. We've done it 2 years prior, and I am a huge fan of it, and I think it's an awesome show. So stay tuned for all that information coming out as well, and hear people's stories and hear what they've been through, how they've accomplished things, and how they have been warriors of the rainbow community.
Sweet.
So, moving on to David's next area of topic. What, mine? What are you yelling at me for?
What, you want to go into that one now and talk about that?
Yeah, just get it out of the way. Bro, babe, I'm like tired. I have to go into work at 12 o'clock. I am tired.
Yeah, this bitch's schedule is all over the place. Well, like, your schedule's supposed to be like 2 to 10, and they're always making you work like 10 at night to 6 in the morning. But tonight, Boo's got to go in at 12 a.m.
Well, I have to go in because it's the cold box reset.
And I forgot you are in Westminster, which is like a 45-minute drive.
Yeah.
And so that puts you leaving at like 11, but you like to get there early. So you leave at like 10:30. So you can get out there by like 11:30 and have time to chitter chat, piddle around.
Get myself together. I like to be early than be late. And if you are 15 minutes early, then you are actually on time.
He'll be at work and my old ass will be asleep.
Yeah, you will be.
Shaking, jerking, convulsing.
Okay. Let's talk about some happy things and not about sad things that make you want to cry.
So let's talk about this. The Miss Gay America system. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty amazing. The legacy and the sisterhood that this pageantry system holds. The current Miss Gay America title holder is Desi Love Blake. Congratulations to her. She is the 52nd crowned Miss Gay America. She was crowned on January 19th this past year in Little Rock, Arkansas. Got a little confused there. I was really hoping, because I'm excited about this part. But so on January 19th, she was crowned Miss Gay America 2024. Desi Love Blake. You got to look her up, check her out. She's beautiful, gorgeous, and amazing. crowned in Little Rock, Arkansas. I really wanted to go, but we were also like working on finish unpacking and moving and getting things set up and with the finances of moving, etc. But we did live stream it on TV, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that they did that this year. So when it comes to the Miss Gay America system, there is also the Miss Gay Maryland America system.
Well, before you continue, the main reason why I was excited to watch it this year, I didn't watch it last year, but I made it a point to watch it this year, was because of Tatiana being a Maryland queen and living in Maryland and seeing her perform and like knowing her outside of on the live stream, like in her
on
production,
the big stage.
Her production and everything that she did for Miss Gay America and like her intro, her outro, the way that the hosts were, the everything that, you know, was every bell and whistle was just fabulously done. And
I definitely have to give it to Tatiana. I remember, you know, meeting with her, performing with her, competing with her 20 years ago in Baltimore and watching her go from having a regular bar title and winning a prelim up to becoming Miss Gay Maryland America, then becoming Miss Gay DC America, and then working her way all the way up to the top to become an amazing Miss Gay America 2023. Just if you follow her on Facebook and you follow the Miss Gay America system, everything that she has done from the beginning of her reign to the end, and even now that she is back performing locally after literally traveling all over the country, being an unprecedented representative for the Miss Gay America system, has been amazing to watch her journey for the past year as Miss Gay America, but also from before. So congratulations to Tatiana for an amazing year as Miss Gay America for 2023. Her give up was fabulous, and definitely have to check it out on YouTube and check out some videos.
Yeah, and we saw Tatiana at the pageant for Miss Gay Pennsylvania, the pageant for Miss Gay Maryland, and also Miss Gay DC. Mm-hmm. So We got to spend a lot of time with her on her little journey towards the end there, you know, when it was all close to us.
For sure.
But anyways, continue your information.
Thanks. Appreciate it very much.
And this is the 6 o'clock gay news with David Harding.
David. Back in November was the Miss Gay Maryland America pageant for the 2024 year. And excited to announce that the new Miss Gay Maryland America is Stormy Sky. She's absolutely amazing. Deserve to take the title and the role, and she's got a lot of work ahead of her for the year, but so far she's done phenomenal of organizing and getting things set up for the new pageantry year. This past March 15th, last week, was our first preliminary pageant to Miss Gay Maryland America, and it was Miss Gay Charm City. Yay! Go Miss Charm City. So we want to congratulate Sapphire Dior for capturing the title of Miss Gay Charm City, Maryland, America. And her first alternate, Icy Hottie.
Icy Hottie?
Icy Hottie. So she is the first alternate. Both of those lovely contestants will be going on to compete for Miss Gay Maryland, America in on September 21st. So it's only a few months away, and it's going to be an amazing grand time. And then all of those first alternates and second alternates, winners, everything, hopefully top 10, 10 contestants at Miss Gay Maryland America in September. Your newly crowned winner and first alternate will go on to compete for Miss Gay America in the fall.
So I really hope one of the performers at Miss Gay Maryland America this year does the 21st day of September song.
Somebody could probably manage to make that happen.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Ironic. So with that, this past March 15th was Miss Gay Charm City, Maryland, America. The next pageant that's coming up is Miss Gay Western Maryland, America, which is on May 3rd. That'll be held at the Lodge in Hagerstown, Maryland. There's going to be Miss Gay Hub City, Maryland, America, which will be held July 27th at the Black Box. Sorry. Miss Glamour Girl will be held August 11th. Miss Gay Free State, Maryland, America, also will be held August 23rd. And then again, Miss Gay Maryland will be held September 21st. So it's going to be a super quick, exciting pageant year. And I'm excited that one of these prelims I will be competing for.
Yeah.
In hopes to be the next representative for one of these official prelims to the Miss Gay Maryland America system. And in hopes of completing my own personal goal and journey and endeavor of hoping to become the next Miss Gay Maryland.
It's like Stormy's reign is like really like chopped up. Like it's kind of shorter than other queens, in my opinion. Maybe she has the Hunger Games to fight in or something and they have to cut it short.
I don't know. But she's a survivor and a warrior. She'll take care of business.
Yeah. But I mean, if I guess people would actually have to see her performance to understand what that reference was, but yeah,
you definitely have to go on and check out Stormy Sky, the current reigning Miss Gay Maryland America. You can check her out on YouTube and check out her amazing talent that she did that pushed her over the edge to win the title that is so sought after in Maryland.
And it's spelled Stormy Sky, right? That's how you spell her name?
I think, it's Stormy. It's spelled with a Y instead of...
I thought it was spelled with an I. I thought it was Stormy, and then the last name of Sky was Sky.
You're going to make me look...
I am going to make you look so that people can look her up and like give her some love on the socials, you know. We got to promote a queen. Promote a queen. That's going to be a new thing. Bet you somebody's going to put that on a t-shirt. But as he looks that up.
I really should know this. So you were correct. Sorry, my brain was off. But it is. It's S-T-O-R-M-I. Sky. S-K-Y-E. So you can look her up. You can even go to our Miss Gay Maryland America Facebook page. You can follow us or follow them. Contact. You can see all of the places that she is going to be performing at. So you can follow her around, see all of the preliminaries. And Miss Gay Maryland America, the Miss Gay Maryland America and Miss Gay America system is truly amazing. And sisterhood and collaboration of beautiful, talented, professional individuals that stand strong and fight hard and do everything they can to represent.
Yeah. And you should also put the link on the Always Be a Big Deal podcast Facebook page too, so people can find it easier.
That's your job.
Promote a queen.
That's your job.
So that's actually where we are going to wrap it up for you this week, because I want to take a nap.
Nap time.
We're recording and it's literally 8:20.
When did we start? How long have we been going?
We've been going for approximately 37 minutes.
Okay, well, that's kind of good, because I was thinking like we could probably get in like a really quick like little 30-minute episode, and we're kind of right there.
Yeah. I mean, I like our hour-long episodes, though. But so we have so many cool things coming for the world of our podcast. And I kind of created like a little podcast network name and all that kind of stuff, you know, playing around with it and things like that. AB and I will be doing a podcast called Can I Eat It? Where we try different foods, different like different snacks that come out and stuff like that. And we talk about it together.
Can you give a quick synopsis to everybody on why you came up with that title?
So, AB is obsessed with Miniverse. And so her and I were making Miniverse, and every single time she would pick something up, she'd be like, "Can I eat it?" And every time she would make one and it would come out of the oven, she'd be like, "Can I eat it?" So, it just became a long running thing where she, every time we said something, AB would just be like, "Can I eat it?" So we kind of formulated an idea around that of things that her and I both like, and her and I both like trying new things that come out in the stores. Like we see something new and we both want to try it. So now we created a little podcast show where we can talk about it.
Awesome. Yeah. Yay. I know she's definitely excited about it.
She is.
Plus, yeah. I think it stems, too, from, like, her having her braces on, too, because there's something, you know, there's things that she can't eat, and there's some things that she can eat. So sometimes if there's food or whatever we order or we get, and she's like, "Can I eat it?"
Mm-hmm.
And if she's not sure, she has to, like, Google it and look it up on her phone.
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, so it's a fun show that her and I came up with together, and we're going to have some fun with it, and I named it after her famous catchphrase, "Can I eat it?" And then another one that is in the works is I am working on a bonus episode also with Jessica Jones called Chasing Fruit Flies. And we've been working on workshopping that and seeing, you know, what we can do and like talk about and like where we want to go with that show. So more information on that coming soon. And also I'm working on getting the website back up and running. That should be up within the next couple of weeks. So hopefully next, time that we release an episode, it is back up and running and I can give you all the information for that. Until, then you can follow us on Facebook, by going to, Always Be a Big Deal podcast. And, is there anything else that I wanted to talk about?
I don't think so right now.
Yeah, I don't
think
so.
I mean, we're in spring, but it feels like winter.
Yeah.
Welcome to Maryland.
Yeah. But yeah, so thank you for joining us for our catch-up episode, and We will be back with you next week. We love you all, and always be a big deal.
Bye.